I welcome you to join in today as we look to the Word of God for our daily inspiration. The Lord is so faithful, and His Word is sure and true, and this is Felty calling in with daily inspiration. Thank you for taking time to join us today. I would like to start the week here with a meditation on God's faithfulness in the midst of trials and difficult times. In the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah is mourning and grieving over the circumstances that have come upon them, God's people, because of their sin and iniquity. The Lord has sent upon them a severe chastening. And in the book of Lamentations, the prophet is mourning, he's grieving, and he is pouring out his heart at what's going on. And then in the middle of the chapter, he remembers God's mercies and His faithfulness, and he realizes that they are still alive, and that's because of God's mercy. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, he says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep quiet, because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope." Lamentations 3, 22-29. A beautiful picture there of patient endurance. And I'm encouraged that in the middle of whatever we may be facing, we go through trials too. Sometimes it's a testing. Sometimes it's a result of our own maybe foolish choices. Sometimes I make a decision that is not the best, and then it doesn't work out well. And in Hebrews, the Hebrew writer says in chapter 12, verse 11, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Or chastening or discipline, it's not joyful. And similarly, the chastening here that was going on in the time of Jeremiah, it wasn't joyful, it was awful, it was dreadful. We could look at some examples of what went on there. It was an awful time. And yet, the Lord was still merciful, and God's heart was for reconciliation. God's heart is always to be reconciled. And His heart was for His people to humble themselves, to accept the discipline, the chastening, and turn to Him, turn back to Him. And here we have the prophet inserting here in his mourning and grieving and his pouring out of all the things that are going wrong. He reminds us that God is still merciful. His faithfulness is great, and it's new every morning. And His heart is for us to be reconciled to Him. He wants us to prosper spiritually and so forth. In verse 29, he said, "Let him put his mouth in the dust. there may yet be hope. That is a very humble position when we lie down flat on the ground and we cry out to God, Lord, have mercy. He is faithful. He will hear when we humble ourselves. We could look at different verses in the prophets where God had already told them beforehand that when they humble themselves and they seek him with all their heart, they will find him. So in the middle of whatever we may be going through, difficult trials of sickness, trials of poverty or difficult relationships, God is faithful, and his desire is for us to learn to depend on him, that he is our refuge in time of trouble. He is faithful. Praise the Lord. So I trust that we can be encouraged if we remember this scripture here. We remember that he is faithful. And that's so we build on that. Building on a faith that God is trustworthy, worthy of being trusted, worthy of our faith. If we don't have that, we don't have a good foundation to build a faith on. May the Lord bless you today.